Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
A good news reflection for Friday of the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, new wine, new ways. As today's gospel from Luke chapter 5, verses 33 through 39 explains, Jesus is like a groom at a wedding feast, and we are his bride. During the celebration, the fun is grand. However, this groom is going to have to die for his bride. When that happens, everything changes. Everything. What was good in the marriage becomes even better, because the love, now sacrificial, has been raised to its highest level. And what had been bad about our pre-married, unconverted life is transformed, redeemed from the grip of evil, because nothing is stronger than the power of holy love. Sometimes, though, we try to mix our pre-married ways with our new redeemed life. Have you heard Christ's proposal of marriage? What changed after you said yes? The old cloak that dressed up your self-image is no longer needed, because Jesus enthusiastically appreciates all that is good in you. The old holes in your self-esteem cannot even be patched, for the new cloth of God's unconditional love pulls away from the fabric of your self-doubt. What's different in you because of your love relationship with Jesus and your commitment to remain with him always? How has his commitment to you affected your life? From the old wineskin, you used to drink up the limited ability of others to make you happy, and it was never totally satisfying. Are you still carrying this around? It cannot hold the new wine of Christ's unconditional, completely thirst-quenching love. If you think it can, it will burst and spill gooey mess all over you. When we try to pour our marriage to Christ into an old way of coping with unmet needs, it backfires. What once seemed to protect us now fits like a coat we've outgrown, because we're not the persons we used to be. For example, trying to make others love us the way we want to be loved only stirs up bigger troubles, because whatever they do is never good enough compared to God's love, since he's the only one capable of meeting all of our needs. Our old lives were filled with so many holes, why do we even want to patch them? Sewing Christ into our worn-out habits and dissatisfying lifestyle tears us apart, and painfully so. Our compromises between the world's ways and God's ways leads to disaster. The problem is we do this so often we think it's normal. To find the peace we're seeking, we have to fully pour ourselves into the King of Peace and let him completely fill our lives. Anytime our way of handling life makes us feel uncomfortable, unhappy, and dissatisfied, there's something old we need to throw out. We have to look for the new way, Christ's way. As our beloved spouse, he's busy praying for us while hand-holding us towards healing, love, and every good gift from heaven. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.